At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva Podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle. If you have a sweet tooth or you find it difficult to keep yourself from overeating sweet foods, I have something to tell you about this week that could be really useful. Sweet Defeat is a new product that claims to lessen your desire and therefore your consumption of sweets. But does it work? Well, I reviewed the science behind this interesting product and also put it to the test, and I have a full report for you today. The active ingredient in Sweet Defeat is an herb called Gymnema sylvester. This herb has been used for centuries in traditional medicine, mostly as a treatment for diabetes. In fact, the Hindi name for this herb translates to destroyer of sugar. Modern pharmacological research seems to support this traditional wisdom. Compounds extracted from Gymnema have been shown to reduce the absorption of sugar from the intestinal tract and also to boost insulin production, and all of that could help lower your blood sugar. In fact, animal testing confirms that Gymnema does reduce blood glucose levels. Lab rats who are given Gymnema extracts also end up eating less and losing weight, and as a result, you'll also find lots of weight loss supplements that contain Gymnema. Unfortunately, the research on humans is all but non-existent. And as we know all too well, what works for lab rats does not always work for humans. I wouldn't waste your money on Gymnema-based supplements for weight loss. But Gymnema has another interesting property, and this is one that you can test yourself. One of the compounds in this herb binds to the taste receptors on your tongue that perceive sweetness. As a result, it makes sweet things taste a lot less sweet. Sweet Defeat lozenges coat your tongue with gymnemic acid, rendering you temporarily unable to taste sweetness. The idea is that if sweet stuff doesn't taste good, you won't eat it. And a small placebo-controlled trial in humans seems to bear this out. So the lucky subjects in this study were allowed to select their favorite type of candy and eat a piece of it. After they enjoyed their candy, some of them were given a gymnemic acid lozenge, and others were given a placebo lozenge. And then they were all offered more of their favorite candy. Well, those who got the active lozenge ended up consuming 44% less candy than those who got the placebo. As I said before, I did my own N-of-1 experiment, and here's what I found. After lunch one day, I unwrapped a Sweet Defeat lozenge and popped it in my mouth. And it was slightly sweet and pleasantly minty. But as it dissolved on my tongue, the strangest thing happened. As the gymnemic acid interacted with the taste receptors on the surface of my tongue, the taste of the lozenge changed. It was sort of like watching a color photograph fade to black and white. The sweetness diminished until the lozenge had virtually no flavor whatsoever. Then, to test the effect, I tried eating a few raisins. And I found them weirdly tasteless. It's very odd to experience the texture of foods like raisins without the sweetness. I've always thought that the chewiness of raisins was one of the things I liked about them. But without the reward of the sweet taste, raisins had very little appeal. It was a little like chewing on rubber bands. So I had no desire to continue eating them. The lozenge did not affect my ability to taste other flavors. I could still taste and enjoy the pleasant combination of bitterness and creaminess of my unsweetened iced coffee with milk, for example. But soda, or diet soda for that matter, tasted like slightly sour club soda. Based on my own experience, the results of that study are not surprising. If a treat doesn't taste particularly good, you're less likely to continue eating it.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a realtor can help answer. Because realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Okay, so back to our study. Compared with the placebo group, those who used the active lozenges subsequently ate less candy, but they were also more likely to decide that they didn't want another piece of candy, and that was before they experienced the disappointingly altered taste. It seems that the inability to perceive sweetness doesn't just make it harder to enjoy a treat, it makes you less interested in having it in the first place. It's almost as if the part of your brain that wants something sweet can already tell that this sensation is not available. After finishing the lozenge, sweets were not enjoyable or appealing to me, but in the interest of science, I tried another raisin every 10 or 15 minutes or so just to see how long it would be before they started tasting like raisins again. In my case, the effect of the lozenge lasted about 60 minutes. I certainly wouldn't use these lozenges as my one and only strategy for reducing sugar intake. I still strongly suggest limiting the amount of sweet foods and beverages that you keep in your home, in your car, and to the extent that you can control it, in your workplace. Out of sight, out of mind. And I also don't think that a product like this replaces the benefits of mindful eating and enjoyment. And I certainly wouldn't recommend this as a way to cope with binge eating. But I can see a couple of situations in which a product like this could be useful. You might intend to enjoy just a few bites of a special dessert, but as many of you know all too well, a small taste of something sweet can bring on a powerful desire for more. Having a few bites and then popping one of these lozenges would definitely make it a lot easier to stop at just a few bites. And you'd want to use that 60-minute window to put some distance, both mentally and physically, between you and the remainder of that dessert. You might also try one of these when a random craving for something sweet strikes you. It might reduce the intensity of that craving. And even if it doesn't, it will take your tongue out of the game for long enough for that craving to pass. Because that's the thing about cravings. They tend to be short-lived. Now, if you are actually hungry, you could have a nourishing but non-sweet meal or snack at that point. If you're not really hungry, though, then use that 60 minutes to get yourself deeply engrossed in another engaging and rewarding activity. Although I don't think sweet defeat lozenges are the solution to overeating or obesity, perhaps they can make it just a little bit easier to get ourselves out of bad habits and establish healthier behavior patterns. Have you tried these sweet defeat lozenges for sugar cravings? I'd love to hear what you've experienced, or if you have questions about today, you can post them on our website at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com, where you'll also find a complete transcript of today's show, along with links to the research that I mentioned. Or you can always come join the discussion on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page. I love to connect with you over there. If you have a question or a product that you'd like me to review for a future Nutrition Diva podcast, send it my way. I'd be happy to take a look at that. And now have a great week and remember to eat something good for me.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.